Hey, major shout out to AD from Love is Blind getting married. Salute to her, man. Happy for her. But I'm seeing a whole lot of backlash going to Clay after she got engaged. I see a lot of women in the comments attacking him saying, oh, look, you fumbled. It's karma coming after you. You'll never get married. You'll never find someone. This is what you get. You're jealous. You're envious because AD got engaged. And on the show, he left her at the altar. I don't think people understand the premise of the show. Like, you're not allowed to make that decision until you're at the altar. So why are women mad at him for making the decision at the altar? And I really don't get, like, if people understand Love is Blind, you do know they only date for like 10 days and then live together for like 3 weeks. So he only knew this woman for maybe over a month. But in your mind, you think that he's jealous over someone that he only knew for a little over a month. You think he's jealous that she got engaged after they dated 2 years ago. What person have you dated for a month and felt jealous they got involved with someone else 2 years later? It doesn't make sense. This stuff is just all made up in your delusional brains. We got to really stop this foolishness. Why get mad at a man for being honest and not leading you down something that's going to end in a bad way? If anything, I think he should be respected for being honest with her. Not being forced just because you're on a camera to do something that you feel in your heart that you shouldn't. That you feel like this person is not the one for me. So many other people saying that he's jealous, but he the one that broke it off with her. What person have you broke it off with and you're jealous of them? He decided that he didn't want her. He didn't want to be married to her. But now he's supposed to be upset that she's getting married to someone else. And he said that he didn't want to marry her. It's like people just make up stuff. But everyone is mad at him because he's responding to these massive amount of comments saying that he's jealous, he's butt hurt, he'll never get love, karma's coming his way, he'll never find any real love. AD was the best thing that ever happened to him. But then say that he shouldn't have opened his mouth. He was better off just closing his mouth, not saying nothing. But this is the mentality of some of these people. They feel that they can say something to you, they can degrade you, but when you respond, you are a bad guy.
I log onto the app and I see that I got 2,000 comments and 4,000 followers. Bro, what? I didn't even post nothing for the past 3 months. What did I do? Then I see the comments and everybody's bragging. Clay, ha ha ha, Ali and AD are engaged, you fumbled. I'm just like, bro, that's congratulations. Shout out to AD and Ali. AD always dreamed about being married, and I'm happy that Ali is going to be able to grant that for her. Bro, no hate in my heart. Me and AD didn't work out, just like any other relationship. Sometimes relationships don't work out. AD is an amazing person, and I have nothing bad to say about AD. She's going to be an amazing wife, bro. That's it. That's what it is. But what's tricking me out is y'all niggas saying that I fumbled. Man, look at this right here, y'all. Whoever you find and marry will be your biggest karma. Don't play with God. I bet you if you ask this woman, she'll tell you she's a Christian. I bet you there's a bunch of women watching this video and they just clapping like, she is so right. And they call themselves Christians. Am I tripping when I like think that that ain't your place to say that? Like, my nigga, it's a fucking TV show. I really want y'all niggas to just shut up. Like, bro, it's 2 years ago. It's so crazy how y'all are on my ass about something that happened 2 years ago. And then bringing God into this, bro, it's like, and they think they righteous. It's the craziest thing. I just want sane and normal people to see what I be dealing with.
When you respond and share your piece, you are a bad guy. You are the villain to say that you don't care that someone else got married that you only talked to for a month. I am fine with that. I congratulate them. Oh, you're jealous. How am I jealous? I talked to this girl 2 years ago, man. And I only dealt with her for a little over a month. 10 days in the pod and 3 weeks living together. You think someone's gonna be jealous over someone they only dated for that small amount of time? Like, and why do you want someone to be jealous so bad? Like, this dude is an entrepreneur. Like, men value things differently than women. That's one thing with the man. You chase becoming successful, and women will appear. Women will come easily. You don't have to chase a marriage. You chase success, you're going to have numerous options forever once you become successful. A lot of times women grow up dreaming and idolizing marriage. The prioritization is so much differently. It's so different. And then women tell us that they want honesty. And then once we give them honesty, when it's something they don't want to hear, you are a bad guy. You're the villain because you was honest like they asked. But since it's not the answer that they wanted, you are a bad person. They would more so want you to lie and tell them what they want to hear rather than the truth. They would rather you allow them to live their dream off of a lie than be honest and allow them to find their dream person in reality. That don't make sense. The man is helping you. The man is being honest with you for your well-being so you can get something real, not something that's not going to last. Because if he went in that relationship, he got married to you, and he know deep down inside a lot of things that you were doing is not compatible to what he's looking for, it's going to be a very destructive marriage. So what you going to sit there and get married for just because you're being filmed when you know you shouldn't? If anything, the person should be saluted for being honest. When a man is being completely honest with you like that, that means he respects you. He respects you enough to let you know exactly how he feels. He respects you enough to not take you down a road. He cares about you enough not to drag you down a lie. Not to just say something to make you feel good, but to tell you the reality, the God knows truth. And y'all can't respect that? That's weird behavior to me. But anyway, man, let me know y'all thoughts on this whole thing. Until next time, you hold it down. Don't let it hold you. Peace.
To all the black women, I apologize that y'all felt triggered that I said no to that girl at the altar. I really wish I didn't have to do it. I promise you, I really do. I'll be trying to hint to you guys without getting sued, but goddamn, can y'all please read between the motherfucking lines? And then y'all don't even watch Love is Blind. Y'all just watch my season. So y'all don't even know the premise of the show because I'll be seeing it. Somebody would say, it's not the fact that he said no. It's the fact that he said no at the altar. Then somebody else in the comments would be like, well, that is the premise of the show for them to say yes or no at the altar. And then they'll be like, I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about this situation. I'll be like, yeah, that's what the other person was alluding to, that that's the premise of the show. But I wish that I did not follow the premise of the show. And I really wish that I just stood up for Black History Month and say, you know what? F it, bro. I really do, bro. I swear. Because I'm black, black power and all that, bro. That's my one stain to my blackness, bro. I agree. I should have stood strong. But I pray every day, man, and I feel like God has definitely favored me in a lot of ways, and maybe not relationships, but in business and friendships and family, you know, I'm blessed beyond measures, and I'm so thankful for God. And you know what? God bless you as well. You know, at the end of the day, I know what you're saying is just projection. It's just anger you have, you know, and, you know, I forgive you.
The Highest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.